This is WNYC. Good afternoon. I'm Amy Eddings. An examination by New Jersey's largest newspaper, the Star-Ledger, has found that political action committees are managing to get around the state's new anti-corruption laws. The PACs collect millions of dollars from businesses in New Jersey and then make campaign donations to elected officials, some of whom are in a position to award contracts back to those businesses. This practice called pay-to-play was supposed to be outlawed, but the newspaper found local elected officials are using a loophole to skirt the law. Star-Ledger reporter Matt Friedman conducted the investigation and joins me now. Welcome back to WNYC, Matt.
Hi, thanks so much.
Pay-to-play reform in New Jersey took effect in 2006 after some very high-profile corruption cases. How is pay-to-play reform supposed to work?
Well, the idea is that contractors won't be able to get contracts in exchange for political donations. It sounds like bribery, whatever you want to call it, but the fact is that a lot of times, or at least the suspicion was, that contractors weren't always awarded their business fairly by towns, but because they gave campaign contributions to the right people. So what happened is, at the state level, New Jersey outlawed large contributions from contractors to political parties and to candidates for governor, and the idea was that anyone with a state contract can't give to those places. And it left open a loophole that towns could award those contracts as long as they're awarded a quote-unquote fair and open process. Now, that could mean anything. So many, many towns enacted their own local-level pay-to-play ordinances at various levels of strength to ban contributions from public contractors to their local candidates. They're, you know, filling in that loophole that the state law created.
So give us some examples of how political action committees are continuing to get around these reforms.
Sure. Well, it's happening at both the state and the local level. The state, for instance, what I found is that state contractors, they have millions in state contracts with the New Jersey Turnpike Authority or the Department of Transportation and so forth. They can't give directly to, say, the Democratic State Committee, but they can give to a number of PACs called, say, Democracy in Motion, Women for Good Government, things like that. Those PACs, in turn, can donate up to $25,000 to the Democratic State Committee. So you have a business, an engineering firm called T&M Associates, which can't donate directly to the Democratic State Committee, but it's donating to these PACs, and these PACs, in turn, are donating to the Democratic State Committee.
You mentioned Democratic State Committees. Are New Jersey Republicans also utilizing this loophole through their PACs?
There have been smaller-scale Republican examples. It seems that the Democrats at least practice this on a much larger scale. Now, there have been similar controversies. Governor Christie's friends and advisors set up a nonprofit committee that's even less transparent than these PACs, and they actually voluntarily released their contributions. And it showed state contractors giving to this committee, which was not subject to state pay-to-play laws. And, you know, companies with hundreds of millions of dollars in state contracts were giving to a committee run by governor's closest friends and advisors. So Republicans have skirted the laws in similar ways in the past. But this is at both, you know, the state and local level. And this is actually campaign contributions, not a nonprofit group that advertises on behalf of someone. These are actually straight up going to help the candidates win elections.
Now, you point out in your article, good government groups say that what these PACs are doing is not illegal, but it is in violation of the spirit of the pay-to-play reform. Is the legislature, controlled by Democrats, considering closing this loophole or doing something to make reforms, at least on the state level, more effective?
There have been various proposals by Republicans and Democrats to do things to tighten pay-to-play restrictions. But one thing that I haven't seen is the Election Law Enforcement Commission here recommended making it more difficult to create these PACs. Only two people need to create one of these PACs, and what you'll see is usually the PACs, the people whose names are on them often aren't really the people running them. Even I have someone in my story saying, oh, I'm just a name on a piece of paper, but not telling me who the actual people pulling the strings are. What we don't have is someone actually taking the commission's recommendation to increase the number of people required to form a PAC from 2 to 9, which at least would make it more difficult. I think their thinking is you can't stop this from happening, but you can at least make it more difficult and maybe impede it a bit.
Thanks, Matt.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Matt Friedman is a reporter at the Trenton Bureau of the Star-Ledger. This is WNYC.